This is KCUR. The possible merger of Sprint and T-Mobile raises serious issues for the health of the Kansas City regional economy. It's unclear exactly how likely regulators are to approve the proposed merger and how the new company would be structured if the deal goes through. What is clear is that Sprint is a vital company to the Kansas City region, one of a handful of large firms that bring money into the area, and that losing Sprint's headquarters would be a major blow to the region's efforts to stay relevant in the global economy. KCUR's Frank Morris reports.
The proposed merger of Sprint and T-Mobile comes at a delicate time for the Kansas City regional economy.
Right now, Kansas City certainly is at a crossroads.
Amy Liu is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Almost all of its leading industries, except for one, are losing market share at a time when the U.S. economy and the global economy continues to expand.
A recent Brookings Institution study showed local professional services, that is, engineering, architecture, and legal work, are still gaining against other regions. But other sectors are slipping, especially the communications industry. Through the 1990s, Sprint flourished and pushed the regional economy forward. The company built a corporate campus in Overland Park big enough to handle more than 14,000 employees. Sprint's struggled since, shedding jobs and market share. Sprint now employs only about 7,000 at its headquarters. Even with that, Frank Link, an economist at the Mid-America Regional Council, says Sprint still leads the Kansas City economy in some important ways.
It's one of the ones that really brings in a lot of dollars from around the country to Kansas City. And you know, regional economies really exist because they serve the larger economy. It's one of our biggest examples of doing just that.
See, most businesses don't actually bring money into the Kansas City region. They just redistribute it a bit internally. Meantime, every imported car, TV, piece of clothing, what have you, every service fee from an outside company, a Verizon bill, for instance, drains resources away from the region. Link says regional economies need specialties, things they do or produce really well that will sell to outsiders. One way of measuring how innovative a region is by looking at the number of patents it produces per 1,000 workers.
Patents are the first step in commercializing inventions, one of the first steps anyway, and Sprint is by far our largest producer of patents.
Link says that Sprint produces more than 40% of all the patents that come out of the Kansas City area. Just counting patents isn't a perfect way to judge how lively a regional economy is, but Amy Liu says it's a good forecasting tool.
Patent is a big predictor of income growth and job growth and productivity growth. So in that regard, it's a very important indicator.
And it indicates trouble for the Kansas City region. Even with all the patents coming out of Sprint, the region as a whole is way behind the rest of the country. Kansas City produces only 38% as many patents as the national average. Of course, there are other innovative companies in Kansas City, Garmin, GST, and Cerner, to name a few of the larger ones. But take away Sprint, and we are really in the cellar. Frank Link says there's a chance that a Sprint-T-Mobile merger would elevate the local economy.
In the best of all possible worlds, they merge, the headquarters stays here, the merged company is more successful, plus the SoftBank investment allows more investment in new capacity and innovation.
But Sprint's owner, SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son, already moved some of Sprint's research and development out to California. Amy Liu says that could foreshadow a larger move if Sprint merges with Seattle-based T-Mobile.
If they were going to relocate to be the R&D and the headquarters to be more adjacent to each other, that means Sprint could leave. And if that's the case, would most of the workers for Sprint go, or would they stay? And that's the number one question.
Because if the Sprint people take their idea-generating, revenue-producing ways elsewhere, it's going to be that much harder for the Kansas City area to build an innovation economy and keep the region from slipping into economic irrelevance over the years to come. Liu says local civic and political leaders could head off that grim scenario if they figured out a way to retain communications workers.
And that means giving them some real tangible job opportunities, supporting them through startups, helping them see that their talents are being used also. It is relevant to Cerner and to Garmin and to all these other expanding parts of the economy. You have an opportunity right now to be proactive.
State and local leaders would have to work together around a plan that puts the long-term economic health of the region above temporary parochial gains. Frank Link says they need to do that, whether or not Sprint retains its headquarters here. Lose Sprint, though, and the Kansas City area economy has a very serious problem to solve. Frank Morris, KCUR News.